It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at msdsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
And a good evening, everyone. Wade Gerster with you from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson as it is State Championship Saturday, and it's the final game on our radio stations this winter sports season, as it's the Silver Lake Lady Eagles looking for their eighth state championship in school history, 27-1, a school record for wins of 27 W's. That's because you're allowed to play three extra games this year, but still, a school record for wins, 27-1. And they will be in their 10th state championship game in school history against Osage City, the upstart, the number 4 seed, 25-3, their first ever state championship game appearance. Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz, Wade Gerstner with you, along with senior engineer Megan Sturton. We're glad you could tune in to high school basketball from Hutchinson, the 3A girls state championship between the Osage City Indians and the Silver Lake Eagles on 96.9 The Pulse and on the Silver Lake channel. Silver Lake getting here by winning on Wednesday against Heston 54-45, and then knocking up Holcomb yesterday down early 10-2, had a 24-16 lead first quarter and cruised to the victory 50-36. Osage City knocked off Girard Wednesday 70-51 in Emporia, and then yesterday knocked out the defending state champion Halstead in overtime 44-39. It's Osage City Silver Lake. More of our pregame to come after we take a 3-minute timeout. Back in 3 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse, and for those on the Silver Lake channel, you get to go back and look at the highlights from yesterday's win over Holcomb. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com.
Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Hutchinson. It is state championship Saturday. The Silver Lake Lady Eagles going for their eighth state basketball championship. They are 7-2 in title games. This is their 18th state tournament appearance, 35 state tournament wins, just 12 losses. They had four perfect seasons, 83, 84, 2016, and 2 years ago in 2024. Won the title also in 1988, 02, and 2012. They've been the semis 14 of their 18 appearances. Osage City, the newcomer, they are a team that's making their seventh state tournament appearance, 6-7 overall their state record, 3rd and 87, 4th and 90 and 91, and today they're in their first ever state title game. Osage City is led by Kaylin Boss, a 5'10 sophomore forward, averaging 18.7 rebounds. Kaylin Haney will draw the assignment of guarding Kaylin Boss. Two outstanding players going one-on-one against one another in regards to guarding each other, but it's going to take a team effort to win a championship here today. Wichita Collegiate winning the 3A boys title as they knocked off Burlington 55-42 as Sebastian Hines Turner had 33 of Collegiate's 55. He took over the game in the third quarter. We can tell you the Halstead girls took home third as they beat Holcomb earlier this morning 56-43. Silver Lake boys, of course, winning yesterday, third place over Heston 61-45 in their season at 22-7. When we come back, we'll give you some keys to the game for the Eagles as they are one win away from their eighth state championship. Here from Hutchinson, this is Wade Gershner on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel, back in 2.5 minutes.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Let's recap what's taken place for our area teams here today. We can tell you in the third place boys game in 2A in Emporia, it was St. Mary's knocking out Pittsburgh Colgan 83-75 in double overtime. The Bears take home third. Wills Bradley's team finished the year 21-8. The Atchison Phoenix, they were 27-0, but lost in the semis last night to Baldwin by 20. And today in the third place game, quick turnaround, 11 a.m., they lost to Huguenot 69-53. They end their year at 27-2. Rock Creek and Baldwin play for the 4A boys title coming up after this game. In a third place game out in Dodge City, you could have heard on 103.9 KNZA, 1A Division I girls in Dodge. Third place game, Centralia all over Pretty Prairie, 76-16 in their season in third place in 1A Division I as they finish year 24-4. And then the big game people are looking for in 1A Division II, the boys championship. Axon Hanover both 27-1, both had handed each other their only loss. Hanover wins the most important one, the rubber match today, 66-60. They are your 1A Division II boys state champions, edging Axtell 66-60. And here it's the 3A girls state championship between Silver Lake and Osage City. Silver Lake coming in winners 14 in a row, 27-1 as a school record for wins. If you remember back in October, they set a school record for wins in volleyball, went 46-1 and won the state title, their 10th in school history, right here on this very floor in Hutchinson, trying to do the same here in girls basketball to bring home their 8th state championship. They're the number 2 seed, the Lady Eagles. As I said, 27-1, went undefeated, won the Big East League 10-0. They only lost to Rock Creek by 2 points late in the game at Silver Lake not too long ago, and Rock Creek ended up taking home third place in Class 4A. Silver Lake knocked off Heston 54-45 on Wednesday, led 36-23. Heston came back to tie it at 39. Kaylin Hady at 29. Silver Lake just 4 of 17 for 3, but Samantha Windy hit a 3 to break the 39-39 tie, and Eagles didn't look back. And then yesterday, down 10-2 early, they go on a 22-6 run, led 24-16 at the end of the first quarter, go on to win comfortably 50-36. They forced Holcomb at 22 turnovers. Eagles 26 points off those turnovers. Kaylin Haney led away with 17 and had 11 rebounds. That is our ninth double-double of the year. Kara Steiner chipped in with 13 and a couple threes. Savannah Windy, 11 points and a couple threes as well. Silver Lake only shot 31% from the floor, 4 of 18 for 3, but grabbed 19 offensive rebounds. Osage City is the opponent today. They started year 12-0, then lost 3 consecutive games, but it should be pointed out, their star player, Kaylin Boss, the sophomore, averaging 18 a game, missed all 3 of those games, and Osage City lost all 3 of those games to Mission Valley, Linden, and to Ottawa, but they haven't lost since. They've won 13 in a row. They're red hot. Last year, made it to the 3A state tournament, went 22-2, got blown out in the first round by Colby, 57-31, beat Girard on Wednesday, 70-51. Freshman Jayla Jenkins led the way with 20, and senior forward Julia Kitzelman added 18. And then Halstead yesterday, they were down 28-21 in the fourth quarter, down 32-30 when Kitzelman made a bucket, was fouled with 1.3 seconds remaining. She missed the free throw that would have won the game in regulation. They went to overtime, and Osage City prevailed, knocking off the previously undefeated and defending state champion Halstead by 5 in OT. Halstead held to 35% shooting. Boss had 12 to lead the way as Osage City shot just 32% themselves. They're down by 5 at halftime, just 3 of 14 from 3. Head coach for Osage City is Kate Boss, her third year record of 64-10. Lynn Tice, Darcy Keith are the assistants. They're a member of the Flint Hills League. They start 3 seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. They have 4 seniors, 4 freshmen, 3 sophomores, and a junior on their varsity roster here at state. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. We start with Silver Lake, led by head coach Kyle Porter in his sixth year with the Eagles. 137 wins, just 19 losses, assisted by Mark Johnson. Johnny Roberts won a state title, Royal Valley in 19, and of course, undefeated title 2 years ago for Silver Lake. Silver Lake's at the state tournament for the sixth consecutive year, and it is the third consecutive year there in the state championship, winning it all over Heston 2 years ago, and of course, falling by 3 to Halstead in the championship a year ago, 48-45. The starting lineup is the normal starting lineup. Kayla Haney, 5'7", senior point guard, all-league, all-stater, averaging just under 18 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 3.5 steals, third all-time leading scorer at Silver Lake history, the number one assist person in Silver Lake history of 585 assists. She has almost 1,400 career points. She has 557 rebounds, which is top 7 all-time at Silver Lake, and has 334 steals. That I would imagine is near the top, if not the most steals in Silver Lake history. Don't know that officially. Shooting 51% from the floor is Kaylin. Jayla Whitehead back in the starting lineup here at the state tournament after missing 5 games. Got sprinkled back in during sub-state, and she's played very well, especially in defense like she normally does. A 5'5 junior guard averaging 5 points, 3 rebounds, 1.5 steals. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 senior forward, and she played very well yesterday against Holcomb, averaging 5.5 points, 4 rebounds per game. Kara Steider, a 5'6 sophomore guard, averaging 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2.5 steals. Been double figures 25 times this year. And Samantha Lindy rounds out the starting five, a 5'5 junior guard who's made 64 threes this year. And she's had a couple of games where she's hit 5 triples this year. She's averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds. So Savannah Wendy, Karis Dider, Paige Hyman, Jaylee Whitehead, Kaylin Haney. Lady Eagles have made 147 threes. 106 of those have come from two people. Wendy with 64 triples and Dider with 42. Osage City, their starting lineup, it's Emery Spies. She is a 5'2 senior guard. Very good. First team all-leaguer. Averaging 11 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. She's made 60 threes this year. She has over 1,000 career points. School record for most threes in a season. Played every single second of the overtime game yesterday against Halstead, where she played all 36 minutes. As did Kaylin Voss, a 5'10 sophomore forward. First team all-leaguer. Missed all 3 losses due to injury. Averaging 18 points, 7 rebounds, 4.5 steals, and almost 3 assists per game. Kayla Jenkins, a very talented 5'10 freshman guard, averaging 14 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals, and 2.5 assists. She's made 10 threes on the year. Julia Kitzelman's a 5'11 senior forward, averaging 6 points, just under 4 rebounds, 2.5 steals. And Peyton Fitz rounds out the starting five, a 5'5 senior. She's made 38 threes this year, averaging 5 points, 2.5 rebounds. So it's Spies, Fitz, Kitzelman, Voss, and Jenkins, the starting five for the Indians of Osage City. They have 3 seniors on their roster. That is Spies, Addison Watson comes off the bench, and Peyton Fitz. Silver Lake, they have 3 seniors. Abby Tamad, who's not on the state roster, a transfer from Cimarron. And then Paige Hyman and Kaylin Haney. No matter what happens today, win or lose, it's the last game in Paige Hyman and Kaylin Haney's girls basketball career at Silver Lake. We saw Dane Johnson with a terrific performance in his final game yesterday in the third place contest for Heston when he scored 29. And now Kaylin Haney has a chance to culminate her career with a state championship here today. She's been a part of some special teams. Fourth place her freshman year at state. State champ for sophomore year and state runner-up for junior year. Would love to add another state title to the resume as Silver Lake taking on Osage City here in the 3A girls state championship game. Keys to this game, kind of a little bit on the scouting report. Osage City, they love to drive the ball and they will shot fake a lot. So it's important Silver Lake doesn't jump on the initial shot fake, stay down, play good D. They also get a lot of their three-pointers on kickouts. That means they'll drive it and then kick it out. They also utilize a lot of ball screens. They will also apply full-court pressure, some full-court man, sometimes a 2-2-1 tempo press. Silver Lake, keys for them, they want to suffocate the guards of Osage City when they pick up their dribble, and also they need to rebound like they did yesterday. Ball movement is key. Move the ball quickly against Osage City. Silver Lake feels like they are the quicker team here today. And then get out and transition. Run when they can, especially to get a turnover, or if it's a long rebound, transition offense. And we've seen Dider and Haney certainly capitalize on that this year, along with Samantha Wendy Whitehead and Kylie Haney off the bench running the floor. So those are a few of the keys here tonight. Tail of the tape, Silver Lake averages 61, Osage City 63. Osage City allows 35, Silver Lake allows 36. Silver Lake shooting 44% from the floor, Osage City 43. Silver Lake 147 threes, Osage City 180. Both teams shoot 31% from three. Silver Lake shoots 71% from the line, Osage City 67%. Turnovers, Osage City only costs it up 10 times a game. Silver Lake just under 11 a game, but Silver Lake forces the opposition into 19 turnovers per contest. It should be a good one, and we'll have the opening tip for you coming up here, and we'll stay here on the Silver Lake channel. We'll take a 1 minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you on the Silver Lake Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse, along with our studio engineer, Captain Kurt Kilman. We can update you as they are announcing all the players here and now the starting lineups for Silver Lake and Osage City. We already told you Collegiate is your 3A state champion on the boys' side. Halstead took home third on the girls. Silver Lake boys third in 3A boys yesterday. 1A Division 1, Little River Wabunkie in the championship tonight in Dodge City. Centralia takes home third. In 1A Division 1 boys, at South Central against Beloit St. John's Skipton for the championship. Central Plains Norwich for third. Class 1A Division 2 girls, Hanover Lynn, all TBL championship game later today. Buckland beat Central Christian for third. In 1A Division 2, the boys, it was Hanover winning over Axtell 66-60. Lebo wins over Cunningham 65-64 for third. Class 2A, Sacred Heart, your champion over Ellenwood. Eureka took third. 2A boys, Sterling is Marine Academy tonight. St. Mary's took home third. 4A girls, Rock Creek took home third. Hayden beat Miege for the championship. And 4A boys later tonight, Rock Creek against Baldwin. Hugoton beat Atchison for third. 5A girls, Hanover took third. Hayes, St. Mary's, St. James Academy for the championship. 5A boys, Cape Mount Carmel's 44-game winning streak snapped. They lose to Bonner Springs in the championship today in Wichita 53-50. Seaman took third. Osage City is in the white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering with the red and white stripes down the side of the jerseys and the shorts. Silver Lake in the road uniforms with the maroon jerseys and the gold numerals and lettering with the four letters on the front. L-A-K-E, Lake. Paige Hyman to jump against Kaylin Voss. Silver Lake looking for their eighth state championship of school history. Osage City looking for their first ever. We are underway. Hope you enjoy it on 96.9 The Pulse Championship Saturday from Hutch and Eagles. Control the opening tip. Wendy gives it to Haney. Kaylin with the ball to Dragon logo. Moving to our left. Hyman catches a high post. Gives it back to Kaylin Haney. Penetrates on the baseline. Pass in that Whitehead. Inside. Scores! Whitehead able to cut to the middle and Haney finds her. Whitehead with the bucket. And Silver Lake has the early 2-0 lead. Yesterday, the Eagles were down early 7-0 and 10-2. Osage City was down 28-21 in the fourth, came back to force overtime and get the dub to get here to the state championship for the first time in their school history. Osage City against Silver Lake's aggressive man-to-man defense. Both teams not very deep, so foul trouble could be big tonight. And losing the ball out of bounds is Spieth. Good on-the-ball defense once again by Jaylee Whitehead. So important, so important for the Eagles to impose their will defensively without fouling. And if they can do that, you like their chances here tonight. And you can't let Voss get going. She averages 18 a game. Here's Guider, catches it at the foul line, hands it off to Whitehead. Back to Savannah Wendy's at 64 threes. Whitehead looking inside for Hyman, nothing doing. Beers right, gives it to Wendy, launches a college three, bouncing off and a long rebound to Peyton Pitts for Osage City. They have it across the timeline from left to right, from east to west. Here is the gym sits at Hutchinson Community College. Here's Jenkins, a freshman, guarded by Dider. Haney is guarding Voss. That's a great matchup there. Spieth gives it to Pitts. Pitts not really a threat to shoot it too often, especially lately. With it is Kitzelman. Kitzelman hit the shot to tie the game, force overtime yesterday. Now back to Spieth. Spieth angles right. Cut off their baseline. Gives it back to Voss. Haney guarding her. Voss, step back. Gives it to Spieth in the corner. No shot clock here at State for 3 a.m. below. That'll change next year. Kitzelman fakes the three. Hyman moves her feet. Good help by Wendy. Now Jenkins goes baseline. Helps late rotating over, but I think Hyman got a piece of it and did get over there in time from behind. Rebound Silver Lake. Back the other way to our left. Dider with a banker. Left a little bit short. Good move by Karras, but couldn't finish at the rim. And here comes Kitzelman back the other way to our right for Osage City in the white unis. Silver Lake defending in the maroon. Man-to-man, a three on the way by Kitzelman. That one bouncing off. Good close out on the perimeter by Hyman and rebounded by the Eagles. They clear it. Kayla Haney across the timeline. Far sideline, bounce pass to Deiter, the sophomore. Angles left. Gives it to Windy. Windy over to Deiter on the near wing. Couple of dribbles, crossover to the left for Karras. In the left corner it goes to Whitehead. Whitehead probing. What a pass. Inside for Hyman for the easy two. Oh, great job of dishing the rock by Whitehead to Paige Hyman. That's a nominee for the next gen Cattle Company Next Gen Beef assist of the game. Silver Lake with the early 4-0 lead. Pass intended for Bosses. Tipped there by Haney. Now Jenkins, the freshman, drives it out of control. Offensive foul! Kaylin Haney slides over, takes the charge! 4-0 Eagles. Jenkins, the scouting report is she drives it. She doesn't pass it very much when she drives it. And guess what? She didn't. And she went too far and ran right over Kaylin Haney. Turnover Osage City. Silver Lake, 27-1, a school record for wins in the season, looking for one more. Windy rises and fires for three, misses from the corner, the ball tipped out. Offensive rebound, Whitehead for Silver Lake. Here's Kayla Haney, guarded by the freshman. Kaylin pulls the trigger straight away, misses the three. Kayla's made 19 threes this year. Boss clears the rebound for Osage City. They're looking for their first points of the game. We played 3 minutes and 18 seconds, and Osage City is sitting on a goose egg. Boss spins, turns, nothing going. Good defense by Haney to move her feet. Now Boss posting up on the near block. Steps back. Fadeaway. Short over Haney. Kaylin gets the outlet pass from Windy. Gives it up to Deiter. Filling the lane. Oh, nice pass to Whitehead. And the Eagles are carving up the Indians early on. 6-0 Silver Lake. Timeout Osage City. What a start for the Eagles. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. As that was Whitehead with the bucket on the layup. She has 4 points. Hyman has a bucket. Deiter, Windy, and Kaylin Haney leading scorers have not scored yet. And Silver Lake's up 6-0. Their defense has been suffocating so far. They only allow 36 points a game. Remember, the Eagles have that experience factor. They were here last year. Kaylin Haney played in the state tournament in the last few years, all 3 years, freshman, sophomore, junior year. Osage City, it's their second trip to state, back-to-back years, but first time they've ever made the state championship game. So maybe some nerves and butterflies to iron out as Osage calling a 30-second timeout. 6-0 Silver Lake, 4:12 to go first quarter. Beast, little hesitation dribble, gives it up to Pitts. Pitts on the baseline. Against Halstead yesterday, Osage City played 6 players. That's it. Beast goes up, blocked and rejected by Hyman. Haney comes away with the rock. Bounce pass to Windy. Throwing the lane. Pump fake. Leans. Throws it up. And an air ball on the baseline. But Paige Hyman with a great block. Now back the other way is Jenkins. Paige tries to get back. Jenkins spins. Turns. Left hand scoop. Good. What a play by the freshman for Osage City. And at 6-2, Silver Lake. Paige Hyman, the nominee for the skilled dodge block of the game. See if Osage City loosens up a little bit after finally getting off the schneid and scoring. They went to force 4 minutes without a single point. Here's Kaylin Haney, picked up by Pitts. Kaylin, sizing up the defender, spins, flips it, Whitehead, three, corner, up and away, skims off the rim, ball tipped out, Hyman kept alive, Deiter, a little flutter in the lane, it's good, Deiter with the bucket, but once again, Paige Hyman, able to tip the ball out, keep it alive, second chance opportunity, it's 8-2, Eagles, 3:10 to go in the championship in the first quarter. Here from the Sports Arena, Hutchison, Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you. Jenkins has it on the near side. Beers left, step back, three-pointer by the freshman up, and it bounces out. Rebounded by Kaylin Haney, who had 11 rebounds, 17 points yesterday in the win over Holcomb. She's had 9 double-doubles this year, 5 rebounds and points, and the other 4 assist points. Kaylin, kick out to Whitehead. Whitehead attacks to Hyman, fakes the 17-footer, back to Kaylin. Haney drives baseline, flips it over. Deiter has all day to line up a triple. It bounces off. Hyman tips it out. Rebounded there, however, by Pitts. Well, Deiter had a wide open look. 8-2 Silver Lake, 2:28 to go first quarter. Indians with the ball moving to our right. Jenkins, the freshman, with the only points of the game so far for Osage City. Turns the corner, runs over a defender. Windy sliding over to help, but I think they got a blocking foul on Savannah Windy. Might have got there just a hair late. As I said, when Jenkins turns the corner, she's going to the rack. She's hardly ever going to pass it. So that foul It is on Wendy. That is her first team foul on the Eagles. There's one team foul on Osage City. The inbound it is Spies, their talented point guard, averaging 11 a game. Lines all the way out to the very athletic Jenkins. Jenkins traveled, the official all over it. Great on the ball pressure applied by Karis Dieter. Second turnover for Osage City. Silver Lake yet to turn it over. 8-2 Eagles. As Osage City went the first 4 minutes without a point to start this championship game. Haney to Dieter. Wendy, three, up and away. This one is off, a little bit short. Wendy gets her own rebound, follows it, kicks it out. Kaylin Haney angles left, spins right, into the far corner. His sister Kylie catches it. Wendy, a crossover, cut off there by Boss, and Boss dives and knocks it away. Great job by Boss, forcing the turnover against Wendy. Indians have the ball, 8-2 Silver Lake. Jenkins has it, trying to drive around Dieter, does. Good help defense by Hyman. Now Kitzelman out front. Spies, a long three, and rattles it home. That was a kick out, driving kick. Spies with about a 26-footer, and it's 8-5 Silver Lake. Big shot for Spies, first team all-leaguer, 5'2 senior, one of just three seniors on the team for Osage City. Underneath, Haney catches it from Dieter. Back to Dieter, right down the boulevard, flips it up, no, but a foul is called. And boy, Silver Lake so good at getting the ball into Haney, and then people are cutting, and Kalen is going to find them if they're open. So the foul on the Indians, that's their second team foul, with a minute 19 to go in the first quarter. That's the second foul on Jenkins. And as I said, as Dieter clanks the free throw, Osage City not particularly deep. Sawyer Cerna, a very talented left-handed player, 5'7 freshman in, averaging 5.4 rebounds per Jenkins. And that's about all they got off the bench. Watson will play a little bit. As Dieter splashes the second free throw, she has three early points. 9-5, Lady Eagles. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. Here from the Sports Arena, Hutchinson, Clyde, tune on Silver Lake Channel 96.9 The Pulse. Kylie Haney is guarding Spies. Spies, right of lane, picks up the dribble, hands off to Kitzelman. Kitzelman back to Spies on the baseline, short corner. Now she angles back out to the left. Little crossover to the right, back over the left. Open, got a screen, hits the three. Spies with back-to-back triples. Silver Lake went under the screen instead of going over the screen, and it cost him. 9-8. Osage City settled down. Kaylin Haney knocked away, almost stolen by Boss. He was a tremendous athlete and just a sophomore. He's made 38 threes, averaging 18 points, 4.5 steals, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Wendy lobs it to Kaylin Haney near midcourt. Kalen gets a screen from Dieter. Kalen steps through, puts up the shot, doesn't go, but a foul called on Osage City. As Kalen got in too deep in the lane against that Osage City man-to-man defense, the foul is on Pitts. That's her first, third team foul. Kalen 7-10 from the line yesterday, 17 points in the win over Holcomb. She's an 85% foul shooter. And she hits the first. Kalen with the first point of the game. Kylie Haney going out. Whitehead back in. Oh, it's so good to see Whitehead out there, and she looks spry and ready to go, healthy. Might not be 100%, but great to have her back after missing 5 games with a leg injury suffered against Marysville. 11-8. Silver Lake with the lead, 33 seconds to go first quarter. Osage City, their head coach, Kate Boss, to see if they hold for one shot. There's her daughter, Kaylin. They swing it over. Pitts takes the jumper. It's up, and she misses. Rebound, Whitehead. Great box out by Jaylee Whitehead. Whitehead lobs it ahead to Wendy. And there was a situation. Clock management, we've seen a lot. The state tournament, sub-state as well. You have a chance to pull up the last shot. Here's Kayla Haney trying to go to Whitehead. Saves it in the corner. Now to Hyman. Her pass is tipped, but Wendy has it. Wendy drives, turns, 2 on the clock, and throws it away. It was tipped, stolen, and Boss comes away with it, and that's the end of the first quarter. Silver Lake 11, Osage City 8. Back in 1 minute on 96.9, The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. bonds, ours.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Jack Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Haven Chris running our camera, Liam Gerstring our scoreboard and our graphics. On the Silver Lake Channel, Wade Gershon with you, along with Captain Kirk Kielman. Back to Sue's Hiawatha, off the screen, speed, a little floater from 15. She knocks it down. She's the X Factor right now. She has 8 of Osage City's 10, and Silver Lake's lead is 1, 11-10. Here is Deiter between the circles, zips it over to Whitehead, and now Whitehead airmails a pass intended for Taylor Haney, way too high, and the third turnover for the Eagles. Silver Lake, their 18th state tournament appearance, 7 state championships, 10th time they've been in a state title game, 35-12, their all-time record at state. Osage City 6-7 at state. This is their 7th appearance, first ever appearance in the state championship contest. Spieth kicks it in the corner. Kitzman, pump fake, gets Hyman up in the air. There's those pump fakes. There's a three by Spieth again. This one challenged by Hyman. It's short, an air ball, rebounded by Haney. Kalen ahead to Deiter. Deiter goes right by Jenkins, lays it in! Deiter with 5, and the Eagles are up 13-10, and Jenkins, a freshman, had to back off so she didn't pick up a third foul. So Kate Boss doesn't have a lot of depth, has to trust the freshman to stay out there with 2 fouls early in the second quarter. Good decision by the freshman. Good job by Deiter, go right at her. Here's Boss, leans in, throws up a wild scoop. That's a force. Great D by Silver Lake, and then a foul in the backcourt on Kitzelman as Kaylin Haney had corralled the loose ball. Kitzelman with the personal, that's her first, and the first team foul on Osage City. St. Mary's boys taking on 3rd and 2A today over Pittsburgh Colgan. Atchison boys finished 4th and 4A, lost to Hull Hugoton in the third place game this morning. Hanover, your 1A Division 2 boys champions, getting by Axtell 66-60. Centralia takes on 3rd at 1A Division 1 girls, winning 76-16 over Pretty Prairie out in Dodge today. Tiemann boys took 3rd in 5A. Silver Lake boys took 3rd in Class 3A yesterday. Here's Daly Whitehead to Deiter. Corner 3, up and away. Yes! Ma'am! Karis Deiter splashes the triple, her 43rd of the year! 16-10, Eagles. Kitzelman lost for a moment, regains control. Spieth had the hot hand, fires away again. This one back iron, no. The ball tapped out by Deiter. Wendy tries to save it, does, but right to Jenkins. Jenkins traveled. Great job by Deiter to cut off the penetration by Jenkins. That's the second time the freshman has had to do a little bunny hop because Deiter beat her to the spot. You've heard the old adage, offense wins games, defense wins championships. Silver Lake's defense right now, with the exception of a couple of threes, and one was from about 26 feet by Spieth, has been very, very good early on. 16-10, Eagles, 6 minutes to go, first half. Kaylin Haney gets a high screen from Hyman. Kaylin, crossover, down the boulevard, lays it up and in, very easy. 2 for Kaylin Haney, 18-10, Silver Lake. Got a high screen, and then not good defense in the half court by Osage City. Help defense did not rotate over. They did not move their feet well. That's something that Silver Lake seen on tape and said, listen, Osage City good in full court, but what about half court man-to-man? Not so great. And now Kitzelman screening Deiter, bumped Deiter into the ball handler Jenkins. That could easily have been a moving screen. Instead, they called Deiter for the foul. That's a tough call. She was bumped into him. First team foul of the second quarter. One on Osage City. First on Deiter. Here's a lob, Spieth to Kitzelman. Open, shoots over Hyman. They give her that shot. Ball tipped out. Boss trying to get to it. Hyman tips all the way out near midcourt, and Spieth tracks it down. Whitehead right there to greet her. Whitehead on Spieth. That's a great matchup there. Spieth hands it off to Boss. Boss has not scored yet. The sophomore averaging 18 a game. Kaylin Haney guarding her, and I don't know if Kaylin's going to get a breather at all today. Last game of your career. You don't need a rest, do you? And now, stumbling for a moment, Spieth, and then throws it away. Stolen by Kaylin Haney. Here's Deiter. Lobs underneath. Great pass to Whitehead. Can't finish. Kaylee gets it back. Flips it out to Wendy. Here's Kaylin Haney. They reset. Corner 3. Up and away. Deiter short. and rebound on the backside by Kitzelman. Forakaris had another good look at it. Just a hair long. 18-10, Silver Lake, under 5 to play in the first half. 3A girls state championship, collegiate, your boys champion. They beat Burlington earlier today. Kitzelman to Spies. Gets a screen from Kitzelman. Whitehead able to fight through it. Got to stay with Spies. She's had a hot hand. She has 8 of Osage City's 10 points. Here's Kitzelman. For Osage City, where's your offense going to come if it doesn't come from Boss, who averages the 18? Cerna in the corner now to Kitzelman, guarded by Hyman. They run basically 5 out, does Osage City. Jenkins goes baseline. She traveled again. Well, Silver Lake, they've been waiting on her to drive the ball every time. And that is the fourth turnover for Osage City. 3 travels and 1 bad pass for Osage City. The Indians, 25-3 on the year. Started year 12-0, lost 3 in a row. Now they've won 13 in a row. Silver Lake girls, 27-1, a school record for wins. And they've won 14 in a row after starting year 13-0 themselves. Windy, dangerous pass. Nice catch by Deiter. Deiter, bounce pass to Hyman. Kalen hops into a 3 from the corner. A little bit long. Weak side rebound, Deiter. Windy lines it up and knocks it down. From the far wing, Windy to 3, and the Indians have to call another timeout. Silver Lake up 11. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake with the lead. 3:47 to go in the first half. Osage City with 10 points, 8 from Emery Spies on 2 three-pointers and a 2-point field goal. Savannah Windy just knocked down a 3. Deiter has 8, Windy with 3, 2 for Hyman, 4 for Whitehead, 4 for Kalahaney, a balanced scoring attack, and the Eagles have led the whole way so far. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Osage City didn't score a point the first 4 minutes of this game. Jenkins, the freshman, averaging 14 a game. She has 2 fouls. She's on the floor, has to be careful not to pick up a third. Osage City has burned 2 timeouts already. 3:40 to go, first half. Here come the Indians in the white unis moving to our right. Kitzelman flips it to Jenkins. Silver Lake's defense has been suffocating. Here's Cerna, the freshman. She's a lefty, goes left, and a moving screen is called on Voss. She didn't set herself. A turnover, the 5th, and the first foul on Kaylin Voss. Well, yesterday, Silver Lake got off to a dreadful start, down 7-0, 10-2, and then flipped the switch, went on a 22-6 run. And it was all jump-started by their pressure defense in the half court, forcing turnover after turnover. Holcomb had 22 turnovers yesterday. Silver Lake had 26 points off those turnovers. Here today, the Eagles just picked up where they left off from yesterday. Here's Kaylin Haney. Little crossover. Flips it out to Deiter. A college 3. Karis. Yes! Nothing but nylon for Karis Deiter. She has 11 or 10. 24-10, Silver Lake. Jenkins flips it to Boss. Boss underhands it to Spies. Spies cut off by Kylie Haney. Eagles have made 3 threes, 2 by Tider, 1 by Windy. Here's Spies, steps through, throws up a wild shot, and is fouled. And boy, there wasn't. Spies initiated the contact, but the foul called. If that's on Deiter, that's her 2nd. I think it is. Well, the 2 fouls on Karis Deiter so far today have been really not her fault at all. She got screened into a ball handler for her 1st foul. Spies, a 71% foul shooter, hits the first free throw. She has 9, OSA City's 11. That ends a 13-0 run for the Eagles. 2nd free throw for Spies, the senior guard, and she hits that one as well. 24 12. She's in double figures with 10. Kara Steiner, I stuttered there a little bit ago because I couldn't read my own writing. She has 11 points and 2 threes and a free throw. Here's Jada Whitehead, 3-guard weave action. Wendy going to her left. Kylie Haney, 3-pointer from the corner. Kylie halfway down and out. That's been her spot, that left corner. Had a couple big threes in the sub-state final against Riley County Sabatha. And now Cern in the front court. Little stutter step, and she travels. Ocean City averages 10 turnovers a game. They have 6 here in the first half. Peyton Pitts into the game, and Cern, the freshman, goes out. Kylie Haney, Kaylin Haney, Jaylee Whitehead, Paige Hyman, and Savannah Windy, the 5 on the floor for Silver Lake at the moment. Dieter on the bench with 2 personal fouls. Silver Lake can have her on the bench right now. They have the luxury of a 12-point lead. Whitehead swings it to the far corner. Kaylin Haney to Kylie, back to Windy, over to Kylie. Kaylin in front of the OC City bench far sideline. Now trying to go to Kylie Haney, and it's tipped out of bounds. Good recovery there by Kitzelman. Silver Lake with 3 turnovers thus far. Kaylin Haney, Paige Hyman, Abby Tamat, the 3 seniors out for basketball this year. Tamat on the state roster, so Haney and Hyman, this will be the last game no matter what today in the state championship as this pass is tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Silver Lake basketball tipped last by Spies. Listen, when Silver Lake lost last year in the state championship game, couldn't hang on and lost to Halstead, at that very moment, when that game was over, the goal had already been set. Get back to Hutch a year from now and finish it. And here they are. Kylie Haney to drive that Whitehead. Windy back over into the far corner. Quick drive baseline. Kaylin Haney kicks it to Whitehead. Whitehead steps in, misses. Ball tipped out, goes right to Hyman. Whitehead gets it back. Out front, Windy. Now to Kylie Haney. And she throws it away. Picked off by Spies. Spies goes baseline. Wrap around to Jenkins. What a pass, and Jenkins lays it in. 24-14, Silver Lake. On that last pass by Kaylin Haney, it was a great pass to Whitehead cutting down lane, but Kaylin actually, I think, had a layup because there was no help defense coming over to cut her off on the penetration. Kaylin gives it to Windy. Windy fakes the 3, stops and flips it up on the baseline and scores with the left. Nifty move by Savannah Windy. She has 5. And it's 26-14, Eagles with under a minute to play in the first half. Beast between the leg dribble, has it between the circles. Lobs it over near corner, a 3 by Kitzelman. This one rattles out. Kaylin Haney had another rebounder, a rebound for the one of the all-time leading rebounders, Silver Lake, in the top 7, if not higher on that list. Number 1 in assists all-time and number 3 in points scored. What a career. What a distinguished, remarkable 4-year career for Kaylin Haney. And she always seems to know the clock situation as well. As she pulls it out, far sideline, near half court, nobody comes out to guard her. 26 seconds of ticking, no shot clock at state, 3A and below this year. That'll change next year. Jenkins now comes out to guard Kaylin Haney, flips it to Windy. Silver Lake holding for the final shot of this first half in the state championship. They lead 26-14, looking to add to that advantage. Inside Hyman, back to Kylie Haney. Kylie gives it to Kaylin, over to Whitehead. Here's Windy. To Whitehead, Kaylin has it, 2 on the clock. Kaylin rises, shoots a deep 3, short. And that's the end of the first half. Silver Lake 26, Osage City 14. Back with our halftime show after this 2.5-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you from the Sports Arena Hutchinson Championship Saturday across the state of Kansas. And it is Silver Lake, the Lady Eagles, 16 minutes away, two quarters away from the eighth state championship in girls basketball history. They lead at halftime 26-14. It's time for the halftime statistics brought to you by Stock Grower State Bank. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. In that first half, Silver Lake jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Osage City didn't score a point until halfway through the first quarter. Silver Lake led 11-8 and an 11-10 early in the second. The Eagles go on a 13-0 spurt to lead 24-10, and they lead at halftime 26-14. Leading away for the Eagles, Karis Dieter with 11 points, 2 threes, 1 and 2 from the line. She does have 2 fouls. 5 points and a 3 for Savannah Windy. 4 points and a couple of free throws for Kayla Haney. 4 points for Jayla Whitehead. 2 points for Paige Hyman. Silver Lake in that first half, just 4 turnovers. Osage City with 8. Silver Lake 3 of 4 from the line. Osage City 2 for 2. And the Eagles made 3 threes, 2 by Dieter, 1 by Windy. Silver Lake, 10 of 25 from the floor in the first half for 40%, 3 of 13 from 3, 23%, 3 of 4 from the line, 75%. Rebounds, Silver Lake out-rebounded Osage City 16-9 in the first half and had 7 offensive rebounds to Osage City's 2. Osage City, 5 of 16 from the floor, 31%, 2 of 7 from 3, 29%. They hit both of their free throws, but did have 8 turnovers in that first half. And only 2 players scored for Osage City, and that was Emery Spies with 10 points, including a couple of threes, and a 2-point field goal and 2 free throws. And Jayla Jenkins, a freshman, with 2 fouls early but stayed away from the third. She had 2 field goals. She was 2 for 4. Kaylin Boss, the star, the sophomore for Osage City, averaging 18 a game, did not score in the first half, just had a couple of rebounds and a turnover, and went 0 for 2 from the floor. Points in the paint, Silver Lake 12, Osage City 4. Second chance points, Silver Lake 5, Osage City 0. Fast break points, 4 for Silver Lake, none for Osage City. Eagles' biggest lead was 14 there in the first half. They've led the whole way, and they lead at halftime by 12, 26-14. Back in 2.5 minutes with more of our halftime show on 96.9 The Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you on the Silver Lake Channel and on 96.9, the Pulse Online, MSCSports.net, and the free MSC Radio app. Captain Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Hiawatha manning the controls. Big thank you to Haven running our camera and Liam doing our scoreboard and graphics and highlights. And those highlights will post later today on social media on the Silver Lake Channel Facebook and Twitter pages. That brought to you by Schwartz Investment Partners Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. Stay tuned on the Mammoth Play of the Game presented by Mammoth Sports Construction. Player of the Game brought to you by I Got Cards Silver Lake. The assist of the game made possible by Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, and the skill sauce bring the hardwood block of the game. They're all gold sponsors along with Stock Grover State Bank. Huge thank you to our silver sponsors, Real Spot Brian, the Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, and Baird Construction. Our bronze sponsor, Silver Lake Booster Club. Can't say enough about that group of parents, community members, working closely with the Silver Lake schools to promote the tradition of excellence in academics, athletics, and extracurriculars. Also, big shout out to Silver Lake Animal Health Center and CarStar of Topeka. Collegiate, your 3A boys state champion this year. They win over Burlington by a final score of 55-42. Sebastian Hines Turner with 33. Burlington led by one at halftime. Silver Lake boys yesterday took home third, 61-45 over Heston. We can tell you 1A Division One girls championship. It's Little River against Waubunsee. Centralia took third. 1A Division One boys championship, South Central against St. John's Tipton of Beloit. Third place, Central Plains Norwich. Class 1A Division 2 State Girls Championship, Hanover versus Lynn. Buckland took home third. 1A Division 2 State Championship, all TBL battle. What a game it was. And Hanover prevailed 66-60 over Axel to win the championship. Lebo took third. 2A Girls, it's Sacred Heart, your winner over Ellenwood. Eureka took home third. 2A Boys, third place goes to St. Mary's. They beat Pittsburgh Colgan earlier today. Sterling taking on Brain Academy in the championship. And Class 4A, Hayden and your state champion, they led wire-to-wire against Miege, 57-52, and Rock Creek took home third. 4A boys, later tonight, Rock Creek against Baldwin for the championship. Hugoton beat Atkinson for third earlier this morning, 69-53. And 5A boys, Bonner Springs, your champion, knocking out Cape and Mount Carmel, had won 44 in a row and two straight titles. They do not get a three-peat. Bonner Springs gets the championship team and finish third. We start the second half here on 96.9 The Pulse. Silver Lake two quarters away from their eighth state championship in girls basketball history. Lob it over to Kaylin Haney. Silver Lake in the maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering, and a bad pass as Haney was trying to go to Dider. They weren't on the same wavelength. Threw it behind her, and here comes Osage City from right to left, and they're home white, so the red numerals and lettering outlined in white. Here is Pitts. Boss did not score in that first half. She drives baseline, leans in against Hyman, misses, rebounded Dider. Great job by Hyman again with that help defense. Kaylin Haney ahead to Windy. Quick trigger three. That one missed everything. An air ball wide to the left. And here comes Jenkins, a very talented freshman. Stayed away from that third foul. That was important for Osage City in that first half. Now Kitsum a little out of control in the lane. Lost the dribble. Gives it to Spies. Spies has been really the only O. And a blocking foul called on Hyman. Spies with 10 Losey City's 14 points. If not for her, this would be a blowout. She averages 11.5 a game, over 1,000 career points, school record for most threes in a season. She's made 62 threes this year. She played every second of that overtime win over Halstead. Comes off the screen on the inbounds and hits the three. I'll tell you, she is single-handedly keeping her team in it. 26-17, she has three threes. And that's the only threes made by Osage City. They get Boss going, then you're going, look out. A zone look from Osage City. They'll run a little 2-3. That's what they got right now. Kayla Haney steps through, leans in, forces it up, draws the contact, absorbs it, and will go to the foul line for two free throws, foul in the act of shooting. Well, when you play a zone against Silver Lake, they do a good job of cutting into the open spaces, and then if they can hit the three, it's lights out. So tough to defend man-to-man with the ball movement. Kayla Haney able to get into the paint at will because of her ball handling ability, and Kaylin misses the free throw. She's 2-3 from the line. Averages just under 18 a game, an 85% foul shooter, 7-10 from the stripe yesterday. Hits 1 out of 2 here. And it is 27-17 Eagles. Now remember last year, Silver Lake in the second half had a decent lead against Halstead, but couldn't hang on. Halstead won the championship by 3. Here's Jenkins, and deflected. It goes to Pitts. Now to Kitzelman in the corner. Kitzelman has hit 16 threes this year. Drives, gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins goes to her left, puts it up, and a foul. If that's on Karis Dider, that's her third. And that's a very important development in this game. Dider's such a good defender, outstanding offensive threat, as we know. Picks up her third, and now Coach Porter has to make a decision. And he is not sending anyone to the scores table, so he is going to roll with his sophomore, Karis Dider. As a free throw, line drive, but good by Jenkins. She has 5, shooting to our left on the east end of the floor here at Hutchinson Community College at the Sports Arena. I want to say thanks again to Steve Carpenter and everybody helping us here in Hutch. The hospitality has been delightful as always, as that second free throw is in and out and rebounded by the Eagles. 27-18. Here is Wendy, the gunslinger, as I call her, to Dider. Savannah flings it up there, the three, and she knocks it down right on cue. Savannah Wendy, her second three of the game. She has 8. Her 66th third of the year. 30-18, the lead back to double digits. Spieth probing on the baseline. Nothing doing. Flips it out front to Pitts. Eagles have made 4 threes. 3 by Wendy, or 2 by Wendy, 2 by Dider. Here's a deep 3 by Spieth. Ball tipped out by Kayla Haney to Whitehead. Dider and Wendy have hit 106 of their team's 147 triples coming in. They've hit all 4 today. Kayla Haney goes up. Off balance. Can't get it to crawl in, but will go to the line for a couple of free throws. As once again, Kaylin is so good at getting into the lane, whether it's off the dribble or just simply get into a teammate, a little give-and-go action. That foul is on Kitzelman. That's her second. Kaylin hits the free throw. Kaylin with 6 points. She's going to play college basketball next year at Fort Hays State University, 4-year starter, All-Stater as a sophomore, junior, and certainly going to be this year. Single game record, 39 points. Against Royal Valley this year. Third all-time leading scorer behind only Rhonda Matsky and Mackenzie McDaniel. And Kaylin hits both free throws. She now has 1,389 points in her career, 32-18. The only thing she cares about right now is number 2, second state championship for her in her 4-year career at Silver Lake. Fourth place finish, state championship, state runner-up, and now this year. As Boss is able to get by Haney this time, and score going to her left. Kaylin Boss with her first points of the game. And it's 32-20 Silver Lake. Wendy lobs it out to Dider. Over to Whitehead. Zone D. A 2-3 zone. In the near corner, it's Kayla Haney. Holds the ball above her head. Plays it to Dider. Dider with 3 fouls. Has to be careful. Kaylin Haney out front. They swing it from Whitehead to Wendy. Skips it to Kaylin Haney. Here's Dider in the right corner. Back out front. Beyond the arc. Far corner, it's Kaylin Haney. Silver Lake being patient. Dangerous pass. Tip. Dider gets it. Dider steps in. Has it blocked by Boss. And then Boss gets it off the deflection off the body of Dider. Baseball pass ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins skips it across. Pitts open. Three-pointer on the way. Missing. Rebound Hyman on the weak side. I tell you, Paige Hyman might not score a lot of points. Neither does Jaylee Whitehead. But those two players are an integral part of putting together a state championship caliber team. And we saw that in volleyball too. The teamwork for Silver Lake. On the baseline is Dider. Underneath, good look. Cutting the hoop is Whitehead. She's fouled. Great job moving without the ball. That was one of the keys that Coach Porter told me before today's game. We have to move without the ball. Good ball movement. We think we can really...
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide
spot. That is the hope. And that's what's happening as that foul was on Boss. And Whitehead's free throw halfway down and out. Jaylee has only attempted 32 free throws. She's hit 20. Misses that one. Boss with her second foul. That's the 13th foul in Osage City. Two team fouls on Silver Lake. Dieter still out there with three fouls. 4:17 to go in the third, and Whitehead misses both free throws. And now the ball loose. Kayla Haney takes it away. Goes up strong and left a little bit short. Lost the rebound for Osage City. So the turnover, but it does not turn into points. Osage City across the timeline. Here's Boss. Let's see if she tries to take over the game. And now lost the dribble, a little crossover. Lobs it into Jenkins. Jenkins post goes to her left, and Dieter's called for a foul. She went straight up. And Jenkins went right into Dieter's body, drew the contact, and now Coach Porter has Karis Dieter with four fouls. Now you have to make a change here. And in fact, he was going to. He had Kylie Haney, I think, already at the table. That's a huge development. We talk about foul trouble big as Jenkins misses the free throw. He has 5 points, 1-3. So we mark it down. 3:57 to play in the third quarter. Karis Dieter with her fourth foul. But she has to go to the bench, and more than likely she'll sit the final 3:57 in the third, and then maybe even a little bit of the fourth to start. Jenkins rolls the second free throw in there. She has six. She's been able to stay away from that third foul. 32-21, Silver Lake. So the offense usually is going to come from Wendy or Kaylin Haney, sprinkling a little Whitehead and Hyman. Kylie Haney in place of Dieter. Kylie's got a lot of experience this year, and now Whitehead trying to hand off to Kaylin Haney. Spieth knocked it away and off the knee of Kaylin out of bounds far side into the scorer's table. That's the fifth turnover for Silver Lake. The Eagles with a school record 27 wins, 27-1. They won 14 in a row. Osage City 25-3. They've won 13 in a row. They're three losses without their best player who was hurt. Now she's back. Here's Spieth into the paint. Lobs it to Kitzelman. Jenkins goes left and was bumped by Kylie Haney. Jenkins goes left a lot. She drives pretty much always left. Kylie Haney could not move quick enough and called for the bump and the foul. Kylie with her first. Fourth team foul on the Eagles. Three team fouls on Osage City. Lob all the way out front. Top of the arc. This is Kitzelman. Now to Spieth. Whitehead's got to stay with her. Spieth has 13. Osage City's 21, including three three-pointers. Whitehead stays with Spieth. Spieth picks up the dribble. Now Boss catches it, turns the corner, goes up strong and scores. Haney got caught on a screen, and Boss with four, and it's 32-23. Back the other way, Savannah Wendy's able to score. She has 10, and it's 34-23 as Silver Lake beat Osage City down the floor after the Indians had a made bucket. That was also a key coaching point in the scouting report. Beat them down the floor. Here's Kitzelman, nowhere to go with it, posting up against Hyman. Here's Spieth. Kitzelman fires away. A three rims off. Ball tipped out. Jenkins corrals it. Finds Kitzelman. Back to Jenkins. She fakes a three. Drives left. Goes right up to the hoop and scores. She has eight. Eagles got to make her drive right. 34-25, Silver Lake. She's a right-handed player, but she drives left. Here's Wendy to Kayla Haney. Finds the seam. Leans in and is fouled. And that's Boss's third foul. So Dieter on the bench with four fouls. And now Boss picks up her third. And Kaylin Haney to the line. Fourth team foul. So both teams in the bonus. The final 2:16 of the third. Kaylin's free throw. Swish. Kaylin with eight. Six of the seven from the line. Just one field goal. Only 10 points away from 1,400 in her career. Third all-time at Silver Lake, and this one rims out. Kaylin's missed a few free throws yesterday and today here in Hutch, but Silver Lake leads by 10, 35-25. You're just tuning in, Karis Dieter leads the team today with 11. She's on the bench with four fouls. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Neither team particularly deep, about a six-player rotation. Here's Pitts, corner three, up and away, good. He has not shot the ball, ball well lately, but hits that one. And it's 35-28, Silver Lake. Kylie Haney to Windy. Now to Whitehead, back to Kaylin Haney. Windy to the cutting Kaylin Haney. Leans in. Cut in and a foul! Driving hard to the 10! And Kaylin Haney absorbs the contact chance for the end one. That's a nominee for the Mammoth play of the game, Kaylin Haney. The foul is on Kitzelman. That's her third. So here is Kaylin Haney. Free throw up and good. She has 11. She's starting to warm up. 10-point lead for Silver Lake, 38-28. 1:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Spies, guarded closely, man-to-man by Whitehead. Jenkins catches. Guess what? She tried to go left. Hits him in a three on the kickout, and she misses. Good, boxed out by Whitehead. Jaylee Whitehead, just great anticipation on the rebound, knew where to set up, and gets fouled, pushed from behind after she already had secured the rebound. Spies with a foul, her first. Those are the little things that win championships. Tap-outs, second-chance opportunities, by Paige Hyman. Jaylee Whitehead seeing a shot that's off the mark, knowing where to go, and fundamentally position yourself to block out. As Jaylee misses the free throw, she's 0 for 3 from the line. 5'5 junior guard, 3A volleyball, first team All-Stater. Tremendous libero on a team that went 46-1 and won the school's 10th state championship in volleyball on this very floor back in late October. Jaylee misses both free throws. 0 for 4. 38-28. Silver Lake by 10. Minute 15 to go in the third. Jenkins, guarded by Kylie Haney. She goes left again. Flips it over to Kitzelman. Kitzelman at the elbow, underhands it to Spies. Whitehead stays with Spies. Screen set. Kylie Haney switches with Whitehead defensively. Good hedge. Now Boss into the paint. Tied up. Great defense by Kayla Haney. Boss brought it low. Tie up, and the arrow goes to Osage City with 58 seconds to go in the third. Eagles lead 38-28. They've led the whole way, jumped out to an early 6-0 lead, led 11-10 early in the second, 13-0 run, pushed the lead to 14. The inbounds, it is off Boss's hand. She corrals the loose change in the corner. Now to Jenkins. Jenkins this time goes to her right. Kick out past the pit, who had a three a moment ago. Now Jenkins goes left, steps through and lost her balance, but a late whistle and a foul, and Eagle fans can't believe it. Looks like Jenkins stumbled. She might have stepped on somebody's foot. The foul's on Kylie Haney. That's her second. 15 foul. Jenkins to the foul line where she is a 54% foul shooter. She has 8 points today. A freshman, 5'10", averages 14 a game. She was 2 of 8 from the line yesterday against Halstead. 2 of 4 today. And she misses this one. Both teams missing some free throws. 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Girls 3A state championship for the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Wade Gershon with you on 96.9 The Pulse and on the Silver Lake Channel. Second free throw by Jenkins, and she knocks this one down. She has 9, and the lead is 9. 38-29, and the Eagles can hold for the final shot of this third quarter if they choose. Here's Whitehead. Gives it to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin over to Windy. 33 on the game clock. No shot clock here in postseason play for 3A and below. Saw the shot clock earlier today in a 4A boys third place game. 4A and above have a shot clock at postseason. 20 seconds to go. Kaylin Haney directing traffic. She has it at the Dragon logo at half court here at Hutch. Spin dribble against Spies. Screen set by Hyman. Kaylin backs her way in. Splits two defenders and makes it up and in for two. Kaylin Haney able to carve up the Osage City D. 40-29, Boss from half court counts it, it goes back iron, no. Boy, she nearly knocked it down from 45. 40-29, Silver Lake with the lead at the end of three. Back in the fourth quarter, 1 minute here on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Silver Lake 8 minutes away from their eighth state championship in girls basketball history. They lead by 11 to start the fourth quarter. Windy on the baseline. Gives it to Kayla Haney. She's bumped from behind on a foul called. Easy call for the official. I think they got Spies. They did. Emery Spies with her second first-team foul here in the fourth. Kara Snyder back in the game. Inbounds right to her. Nobody guarded her. She missed it, and then she tipped it away, went over the back, and lucky not pick up a fifth foul. Well, the inbound, she was wide open for 5 feet. Karis couldn't hit it. She'll make that 9 times out of 10. When Dider picked up her fourth foul, it occurred at the 3:57 mark of the third quarter. Silver Lake led by 12. She comes back into the game. The Eagles played without her for 4 minutes, and Osage City only trimmed 1 point off the lead. So minus one with Dider on the bench for Silver Lake. That is a huge win for the Eagles. Coach Porter will take it. Now Boss, step back three, corner, up and off the back iron. Ball tipped out by Kayla Haney. Hyman gives it to Kalen. Eagles want to run, and now Kalen backs it out. Doesn't have the numbers. Wise decision. Now Kara Snyder steps into a three. Transition a little bit long. Rebounded in the near corner by Boss. Kara shot that one from beyond the red line. There's the white line, the high school three-point line, the red line here at Hutch. That's the college three-point line. Jenkins thought about driving. Nothing there. Good job by Wendy to move her feet. Here's Spies, guarded by Whitehead. Spies drives, and a foul called on Whitehead with the blocking foul. And for Jaylee, that is her first foul, and the first team foul on the Eagles with 7:10 to go. Well, the Eagles have been here before, right? 2 years ago, they won the state championship over Heston by 5. Last year, they lost the state title as Jenkins fouled going up by either Wendy or Haney. It is on Kalen Haney, and that is Kalen's first foul, so that's not a big deal foul trouble-wise. Earlier in the year, I was asked what would stop Silver Lake from winning a state championship after they rolled through everybody at the Rock Creek tournament. I got people talking, and I said, there's two things I thought could derail Silver Lake, and only two things, as the free throw is up and good by Jenkins. She is 4 of 7 in line. She has 10 points, and that was foul trouble and injuries. Not a lot of depth off the bench. Only playing 6 players so far today. Dider's been in foul trouble. Jenkins rolls that one in. 54% foul shooter, hits two. 40-31, Silver Lake. 7 minutes to go. And you can't think about milking the clock. You just got to play ball right here. You play to win, not to lose. Bailey Whitehead swings it over to Kalen Haney. Dider posting up, nothing there. Out of Whitehead. 2-3 zone by Osage City. Their first ever state championship game appearance for the Lady Indians. 7th state tournament appearance overall. Silver Lake making their 10th title game appearance. Their 18th state tournament appearance overall. Wendy fires away a deep three, nearly banked it in. Not a long rebound to Spies. Spies cut off by Dider. Spies lobs it underneath, tipped away by Whitehead. Jenkins gets it back, leans in, and scores. And a timeout. 6:21 to go. The Indians are within 7. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kaylin Haney with the ball inside, flips it to Wendy, lobs it back to Kaylin, posting up against Boss. Now Deiter has it, steps in, little floater, left it short. Karis gets her own rebound and is fouled. With 6:05 to play in the fourth quarter, Osage City burning that timeout a moment ago. They have two remaining. Silver Lake has all five for head coach Kyle Porter. So Osage City down 7 yesterday in the fourth quarter, trailed by as many as 8, came back to force overtime and win as Deiter hits the free throw. Karis 2-3 from the line. She has 12 points, her first point of the second half. She has 4 fouls and needs to stay away from number 5. Second free throw by Karis, and she hits them. Ice water in her veins has 13, 42-33, 6:03 to play. Here's Boss, guarded by Haney, spins, lobs it for Jenkins, jumper baseline, an air ball, but it goes right to Cerna as if it was a pass, and the freshman, her first two, and it's 42-35, Osage City keeps the pressure on. Here's Deiter, lobs it back to the trailer, Kayla Haney across midcourt from left to right, Silver Lake in the maroon unis, gold numerals and lettering, Osage City defending in the white with the red numerals and lettering. Kayla Haney back to Deiter. Deiter steps in, off balance shot, rolls it in! Oh, a high degree of difficulty for Karis, and he's able to put it up and in. 44-35, back the other way, Spies lowers her head, drives, and Whitehead call for the foul. That's her second. Well, when in doubt, don't settle. Just drive it to the hoop and see if you can get a call from the official. And that was the right call, as Spies was able to beat Whitehead off the dribble. That's a 13 foul Silver Lake, 2 team fouls on Osage City. 5:21 to play. Beast of the line, a good foul shooter, but misses the first. He has 13 points and 3 3-pointers. 5:21 to go in the girls 3A state championship game, our final game on the MSC Radio Group family of stations at state in 2026. Beast hits the second free throw. She has 14. 44-36, Silver Lake. Deiter, Whitehead, Kayla Haney, Paige Hyman, and Wendy, the starting five for the Eagles. Osage City, on a matchup zone, dangerous pass, and Whitehead saves it, but to Spies on the near side. Spies looks for a trailer. Now, nearly threw it away. Nice save by Cerna, the freshman. Gives it to Boss, lines up a three. That one skims off, ball tipped out, and Kayla Haney comes away with the rebound. Kaylin with Paige Hyman ahead of her, and Kaylin decides to take it herself, and score! Kaylin Haney with 15, and she attacks the 10 and gives the Eagles a double-digit lead with 4:40 to go in the fourth. 46-36. Kaylin with 15. That was a big play. She thought about throwing ahead to Hyman, but sometimes you're leery of that with a post player ahead of the pack. Got to make a dribble or two. Jenkins spin dribble against Wendy, puts it up high off the glass and good. And she's just a freshman. She has 15. 46-38. Jenkins a freshman, Boss a sophomore. Osage City is going to be good for the next few years for sure. Bounce pass ahead to Wendy on the near sideline. Dribbles at once, needs some help, gets to the Whitehead. Silver Lake has all five of their timeouts to work with. 46-38 Eagles. 4:06 to go. Fourth quarter of the girls' 3A state title game. Pass in the Deiter on the dish by Haney, and it is tipped out of bounds by Osage City with the dig. Silver Lake in the state title game for the third straight year, in the state semis for the fifth straight year, in the state tournament for the sixth straight year. Kyle Porter has been the state all 6 years head coach with Silver Lake. Haney lobs it out to Hyman. Page zips it over to Deiter. Now to Kaylin Haney. 46-38 Silver Lake. They've led the whole way. Jumped out the early 6-0 lead. Led 11-10 early in the second. We're on a 13-0 run. Kaylin steps in, puts it up, and it goes. She had to force it. She tried to draw some contact. Didn't get the call, but got the bucket. 48-38, Kayla Haney taking over. She wants it so badly, as does her team. And now Spies had it poked away. Good help by Hyman. Spies dangerous pass out front to Jenkins. Fakes the three, steps through, drives all the way, and scores with the left. Jenkins with 17. Silver Lake has not really had an answer for her. And Now inbounds, knocked away by Spieth. It stays with the Eagles. 48-40. 3:17 to go. Snyder across half court, moving to our right. Plays it over to Kalen Haney. Eagles now can milk a little bit of clock and spread it out. Osage City, man-to-man defense. They can't stay in any kind of zone whatsoever when you're down 8 with 3 minutes going to state championship, and there is no shot clock. A lot of people talking about that, looking forward to having it next year at the lower levels. As Dider gets it on the handoff from Whitehead, Karras then is tripped up by Jenkins. That's just the third team foul on Osage City. The third on Jenkins. And give Jalen Jenkins, a freshman, a lot of credit. Two early fouls. Timeout, Silver Lake. She stayed away from that third foul. She scored 17 in the state championship game. Timeout on the floor. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Eagles, after they burned a full timeout, they have four remaining. Kalen Haney has it, dribbles, flips it in the far corner. Wendy shoots a three, and that one might have been partially blocked. Eagles could have ran some clock there. Here's Jenkins back the other way, attacks, goes right down the boulevard, and oh man, she almost got to go. Eagles dodge a bullet there. That could have been an and one. Jenkins playing as if she's a seasoned veteran at the moment. Well, they've always told Savannah, you're open, take the shot. But that one right there was pretty well defended. And I think Boss might have got a fingertip on it. But here's Jenkins in the line, free throw up and misses. He is 5 of 9 from the line, right on her free throw average, roughly. 55%. That foul, by the way, was on Wendy, her second. 14 fouls on the Eagles. SA City in the bonus, the final 2:34. Jenkins splashes the second. She has 18, Spieth with 14. Full court pressure, and the inbounds deflected out by Jenkins. .48-41, 2:32 to go. Tough place to inbound it from the corner on the near sideline. In the backcourt, inbounds comes to Dider, and she almost lost off her shin out of bounds. Bounce pass ahead to Kalen Haney. Kalen spins out of trouble, got to watch the wolf, and she handles it. Senior point guard, the floor general, the captain of the ship. And she has been phenomenal her whole four-year career. Guarded by Jenkins, bumped by Jenkins, and that's the fourth on Jenkins. And boy, I tell you, Silver Lake would be more than happy if Jenkins picks up one more, because she has been a thorn in their side in the second half. Eagles led 26-14 at half, 40-29 at the end of three. Whitehead, Wendy, Hyman, Dider, and Kayla Haney, the starting five on the floor for Silver Lake. Starting five on the floor for Osage City as well, with the exception of Cerna instead of Pitts. Three team fouls Osage City, have one more to burn. Spieth guarding Kayla Haney. Kaylin, what a dish to Hyman, blocked by Kitzelman, but a foul on Kitzelman, and that's her fourth. Well, Kaylin just knew exactly what she was doing. She drove. She got in the lane. She was not looking to shoot at all. She was looking to draw the defender that was guarding Hyman and then dish it on the bounce to Paige. Free throw. Paige knocks it down. We talk about Kayla Haney. She has been phenomenal, as I said, her whole career. Karis Dider has been phenomenal. She's just a sophomore. Wendy has been outstanding this year. Continues to get better. As Hyman hits both free throws. But Kylie Haney, Jaylee Whitehead, and Paige Hyman are the unsung heroes on this team. 50-41. Paige Heim hits both free throws. 2 minutes to go. Here's Spies. Whitehead guarding her. Fires at the Boss. Boss, quick trigger three. It is short. Rebound. Fought for. Boss gets it back as Haney slips. And Boss scores. Boss with six. 50-43. Silver Lake with the lead. 1:45 to play. Behind the back dribble, Kaylin Haney. And she's fouled by Spies. That's her third. So Silver Lake, the Eagles, have a chance to put it away at the foul line. 1:40 to go in the fourth. 3A girls state championship from Hutch. Silver Lake 50, Osage City 43. There is no shot clock, so you basically, when you have the ball for Silver Lake, milk the clock, don't turn it over, and hit your free throws when you get fouled. You do that, you're going to be raising an 8th state championship trophy to take back to Silver Lake. That's Kayla Haney. Drills both free throws. She is 9 of 11 from the line. She has 19 points. 52-43. Here's Jenkins, guarded by Wendy. Turns and travels. Wendy kind of pulled the chair on Jenkins a little bit there. We saw Dider do that a couple times earlier. 1:33 to play. 52-43, and a timeout is called by Osage City. We'll go ahead and keep it right here for the time being. 1:33 to go, and the Eagles lead 52-43. I want to take a moment and thank the amazing sponsors we've had this year on the Silver Lake Channel. Our title sponsor, Schwartz Investment Partners in Silver Lake. Our gold sponsor, Stock Grower State Bank, Mammoth Sports Construction, I Got Cards in Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, Skilled Sauce Hardware Flooring in Topeka. Our silver sponsors, Roast by Brian, Baird Construction, the Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance. Our bronze sponsors, the Silver Lake Booster Club, who have been tremendously supportive from the very beginning, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and CarStar at Topeka. Those 13 businesses organizations have made the Silver Lake Channel possible in year number one. And what a year number one has been. Football team made it into the playoffs in the second round. Volleyball team hoisted a 10th state championship trophy, a school record 46-1 record. Boys basketball team goes 22-7. They finished third for the second straight year. And now the girls, the Lady Eagles, basketball team is 1:33 away from getting a 8th state title. It is amazing, all the state championships at Silver Lake and so many different sports. There's still a ways to go, work to be done. Whitehead to inbound it to Kaylin Haney. Spies is guarding her. Kaylin is the, as I call her, the ultimate closer. She can handle the ball. She makes free throws at 85%. She makes smart decisions. She's a 4-year starter. She gives it to Dider here, 1:20 to go. Dider to Wendy. Does not take the three. Good decision. Now back to Kaylin Haney. Silver Lake fans starting to cheer even more right now as they can feel it. They can smell it. Here's Dider being pushed by Jenkins, and they finally call the foul as Dider almost into the lap of Coach Kyle Porter standing on the far side. So we talk about Jaylee Whitehead. We talk about Paige Heiman. Talk about Kylie Haney, who had to start for a portion of the season, top sub off the bench. And then don't forget your head coach. Kyle Porter, all he does is win. Wherever he's at, as Dider knocks down the free throw, she has 16. They said that was just a fourth on Jenkins. I had her already down with four. Kyle Porter, 6 years Silver Lake, 6 state tournament appearances, 5 top fours, 3 state title appearances, and maybe 2 state championships. Free throw good by Dider, 54-43. Spies is fouled there by Whitehead, and that's the third on Jaylee. So Spies to the line. 54-43. Eagles. 1 minute, 1 second to go. Free throw up and good by Spies, who had a heck of a first half. 15 points for the game, 3 threes. She had 10 of her team's 14 to keep a minute in that first half of play. Second free throw, off the heel, no, and a good solid box out by Heiman. Wendy gets it to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin lobs ahead, wide open, Dider! Little icing on the cake! 56-44, Dider with a layup on the other end of our right. She has 19, and guess what, from Haney. And now a travel inside on Jenkins again. 56-44, Silver Lake, 45 seconds to play. 2 years ago, undefeated state champs. Last year, Oh, they were sick to their stomach. They thought they were going to go back-to-back, couldn't hang on against Halstead. As soon as that game was over, the goal was set. We are going to be back, and we're going to finish it. And here they are, 44.7 seconds away from finishing it. Timeout, Silver Lake. We will keep it here again. They have three timeouts remaining. But let's go back to Kyle Porter for a moment. At Royal Valley, they're 2 years, led Royal Valley to a state championship, their only title in school history back in 19. He comes to Silver Lake. They lose in the final eight, make the state championship during that COVID year to Sabetha, but they made the state tournament. Third in 3A in 21-22, went 24-2, lost the semis to Goodland. Following year, 22-23, they went 23-3, finished fourth, lost the semis to Goodland. 2 years ago, 26-0, perfect season, 3A state champs, a win over Heston. Last year, state runner-up, 23-3, lost to Halstead in the title game. Kyle Porter's record, if he wins this game, Kyle Porter's record at Silver Lake 6 years will be 138 wins and only 19 losses. In the last four-plus years, take away the first year, 123-9. That is a 93% winning percentage. And then consider you're in a league that's tougher than it used to be. Mid-East League, now to the Big East League. It's remarkable. He is a heck of a coach and a great person as well. Wendy inbounds it to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin lobs it to Paige Hyman. Nobody's back. Paige goes all the way for the easy layup. Paige Hyman with six. The Eagles lead by 14, 58-44. Beast, step back three, up and away, short. Kaylin Haney elevates and snatches the rebound as if it's a state championship trophy with 25 seconds to play. Time to make a little extra room in the trophy case back at Silver Lake. What a special place it is, and what a special place it's been here in Hutch. The volleyball team, state champs, back in October on this very floor, school record 46-1, their 10th state title in volleyball. And now, today, they're going to get their 8th state championship in girls basketball as Kayla Haney hits the first free throw. She has 20. And they're going to add to their school record 27 wins. They'll finish year 28-1 as Kayla Haney makes both free throws. She has 21. And if it wasn't for a last-second shot by Rock Creek, Silver Lake might be undefeated in a perfect season. The three is short by Boss. The ball pinballs around. Kitzelman power dribble gives it up to Boss. Missed the left-hand layup. Dider lobs it to Kaylin Haney, and she exults. She's in jubilation. Silver Lake, they throw the ball up in the air. Kaylin throws the ball up in the air too early, and it lands out of bounds on the inline with 1.4. Kaylin, you couldn't wait to throw the ball in the air and threw it 15 feet in the air, and it landed out of bounds the inline, and there's still time on the clock. 1.4 remaining. Haven Krentz has the shot for you. 60-44, Silver Lake. Boss is going to throw the ball in, but Silver Lake, you see the shot of Silver Lake Channel. The starters are all out near midcourt hugging each other, celebrating. Boss, with tears in her eyes, rolls it into Jenkins. She dribbles out the clock. The Lady Eagles have done it. There is no debate. Silver Lake is the best in state with championship number 8. Wow, 60-44. Silver Lake wins it over Osage City, winning their 8th state championship in girls basketball history, the 2nd in 3 years. And mission accomplished for the Lady Eagles. 28-1. Started the year 13-0, blew out bigger schools, state-ranked schools. Like, they beat Hayes by 21. Hayes is in the state championship in 5A. They beat Eudora by 28. They're ranked top 5 in the state in 4A. They blew out Burlington, a top 5 team, on Burlington's home floor in the Burlington Championship. I mean, they destroyed some teams this year. Higher classification schools. They only lost to a bigger school, Rock Creek, by 2. And Silver Lake here at State, Heston pushed them on Wednesday. Holcomb, they're down early 10-2, came back to win. Today, there was no doubt. No doubt. The Eagles saw the prize in front of them, and they seized it. There are the Eagles on your shot on the Silver Lake Channel as we keep it here on 96.9 The Pulse for the medal ceremony and the trophy presentation. You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network as Osage City getting their medals individually right now. What a performance by the Eagles. And we'll go ahead on 96.9 The Pulse. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 here on 96.9 The Pulse to gather ourselves back with the medals for Silver Lake.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Along with studio engineer, Captain Kurt Kilman, Wade Gerstner with you from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson, along with Liam Gerstner and Haven Krentz. As Osage City, lots of tears, state runner-up. Silver Lake knows the feeling. They were the state runner-up a year ago, falling in a tough one to Halstead. And it was Osage City knocking off Halstead from the ranks undefeated, snapping a 38-game winning streak yesterday in overtime in the semis, 44-39. So Silver Lake now getting set to get their medals. Allie Gerber the first. Now Taylin Thompson getting her medal. 5'6 sophomore, Allie Gerber, 5'6 junior. There's Kaylin Haney. She concludes her remarkable four-year career at Silver Lake with a state title. 5'7 senior. Lila Day, a 5'11 junior, getting her medal. Jaylee Whitehead, 5'5 junior, coming back from the leg injury, missing five games. Big to have her back. Peyton May gave this team some key minutes when Whitehead was out. Paige Hyman, as we said, underrated, unsung hero on this team. Claire Erb, a 5'10 freshman, and she's going to be counted on in the future. Kylie Haney, a lot of dirty work for this team defensively. Karis Dider, so athletic, and just a sophomore. Savannah Wendy, I call her the gunslinger. Man, she can hit those threes. 66 this year, two today in the championship. Carly Erb, 5'7 junior, getting her medal. And now Kyle Porter, well-deserved state championship medal. And now we get ready for the trophy. So now they're about to present the state championship trophy for the eighth time in school history. Silver Lake proudly accepts the trophy. Kayla Haney has it. She holds it above her head. Her teammates come over to huddle next to her. The Lady Eagles finished the year 28-1. As they win the championship today, they led wire to wire. They knock off Osage City 60-44. And now the Lady Eagles going over to the student section, a big student section here, to cheer on the Lady Eagles. And now it is time to pose for the pictures. Smiles around, and what a way for Kaylin Haney and Paige Hyman to go out. Kaylin Haney to go out as seniors. You know, Kaylin was a state medalist in golf. Paige, a starter, key player on that volleyball team that won a state title back in the fall. Whitehead, there was a libero on that team. Karis Dider, outstanding outside hitter. Kylie Haney, the setter. some of the players on that volleyball team that were able to pose their pictures, get that first place medal, get a trophy to bring back to Silver Lake. They get to do it not once, but twice here for Much. Volleyball in the fall, and here, late during the winter, they get to do it in girls basketball as Silver Lake wins 60-44. Osage City hung in there for as long as they could. They battled. They finished their tremendous year at 25-4. And they are a team that could very well be back here in the future with two supremely talented young players in Kaylin Boss, a sophomore, and Jalen Jenkins, a freshman. So what we'll go is we're going to take one more break on 96.9 The Pulse. We're going to go through, get all the stats. We'll get those lined up for you as the Lady Eagles heading out to the right side of the gymnasium. They will go into the commons area, and they'll take a ton more pictures. So we will take a 90-second timeout here, Kurt. We'll take 90 seconds to gather ourselves, come back to wrap it up here from Hutchison. Silver Lake, your 3A girls state champion.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster with you one final time here on 96.9 The Pulse here from Hutchison. Championship Saturday across the state of Kansas. Champions crowned in 6A, 5A, 2A, 1A Division 1, 1A Division 2, and here today in Hutch in Class 3A. Collegiate, your boys champion for the seventh time in their school history, and the Silver Lake Lady Eagles champions for the eighth time in their school history. Well, your time for the Stock Grower State Bank post-game statistics. Stock Grower State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with finance of your land, crops, livestock, or equipment. We'll go through all the awards coming up here in just a little bit as well. But let's go through the numbers. Silver Lake jumped out to a 6-0 lead. They held Osage City scoreless for the first 4 minutes of this contest. Osage City would battle back, make it 9-8. It was 11-10 early in the second when Silver Lake went on a 13-0 spurt and led by 14, 24-10. They settled for a 12-point lead at halftime, 26-14. And in a key moment of the game, Karis Dyer picked up her fourth foul with 3:57 to go in the third quarter. Silver Lake led 32-20. And Osage City, they were able to get it down to 7 at 35-28. But the Eagles were able to push the lead back up to 11 to close out the third quarter. So with Karis Dyer on the bench with four fouls during that 3 minutes and 57 seconds, Silver Lake was only minus one. And I can guarantee you, Coach Porter, if you would have told him, I'm going to be without my second leading scorer, a really good defender, one of my best athletes, if not my best athlete, for the final 4 minutes of the third quarter in a state championship game, and I'm only going to get outscored by 1 point, he would take that every day. And that means other players stepped up and made plays, played really good defense is a key part of that. And the Eagles led 40-29 when Deiter came back to start the fourth. Osage City would score the first 4 points of the fourth to make it 40-33 with 6:21 to go. And they would get it down to 7 again after Silver Lake pushed the double digits at 10. They get it down to 7 at 50-43 with a minute 45 to go. But then it was closing time, as they say, and the ultimate closer is the four-year starter at point guard, Kaylin Haney, as she finishes with 21 points, 11-13 from the line. She really did not force it at all offensively, 5 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3, 21 points, 9 rebounds for Kaylin, 7 assists. She just always stuffs the stat sheet because she's the consummate team and all-around player. She had one steal tonight. Daly Whitehead had 4 points early, 2 of 5 from the floor. She had 6 rebounds and 4 assists. That should not go unnoticed. Kaylin Haney played every second of this game. Jada Whitehead played all but 2.5 minutes. Paige Hyman played every second of this game, as she did yesterday, as did Kaylin too. Paige finished with 6 points, 5 rebounds in her final game as a senior, 2 of 3 from the floor. Karis Deiter, despite having to sit for 4 minutes there in the third, played 25 minutes, scored 19 points. She had 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, 6 of 13 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3. Savannah Wendy played every single second of this game, all 32 minutes. The junior had 10 points, 2 huge threes, 4 of 11 from the floor, and she had 4 rebounds. Silver Lake for the game, 19 of 42 for 45%, 4 of 18 from 3, 22%. They didn't shoot it particularly well this whole state tournament from 3, but it didn't matter. And for the foul line, they're 18 of 25 for 72%. Silver Lake out-rebounded Osage City today in the championship, 28 to 22, 19 to 16 on the defensive glass, 9 to 6 on the offensive glass. Turnover, Silver Lake with 8, Osage City 10. And assists, Silver Lake 14, Osage City with 8. Osage City was 15 of 39 from the floor, 39%, just 4 of 19 from 3, 21%, 10 of 16 from the line, 63%. Points from turnovers, Silver Lake 12, Osage City 7. Points in the paint, Silver Lake 28, Osage City 20. Second chance points, Silver Lake 7, Osage City 6. Fast break points, all Silver Lake 10 to nothing. Silver Lake's biggest lead was 16 points, and that was the final score, 60-44. Osage City ends the year at 25-4. They're led by Jayla Jenkins, the freshman, with 18 points. 15 points, Emery Spies, including 3 3-pointers. Faith Fitz had a 3-pointer. Kaylin Voss, the talented sophomore. Silver Lake did a great job on her. Kaylin Haney drew the defense assignment against the sophomore. Voss has held the 3 of 12 shooting for 6 points. She has 7 rebounds. Played all 32 minutes. Dahlia Cerner had 2 points. That was all the scoring for Osage City. They had 5 players score and only 6 players really played until a little garbage time at the end, as Silver Lake had it in hand and the Lady Eagles finished the year with a record of 28-1. All right, we got the assists ready to go, Liam. If you would go ahead and cue that up, it's time for the Next Gen Calico and Next Gen Beef assist of the game. And let's go ahead and play that assist of the game here on our Silver Lake channel. And for those of you here on 96.9 The Pulse, you're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory. It is presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershon with you from Hutchinson here in our post-game show. Captain Kurt Tillman back at the studios in Hiawatha. The assist of the game brought to my Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef. That assist of the game, Jayla Whitehead to Paige Hyman. Saddle up for the Next Gen Spring Flint Hills Classic, April 16th and 17th. 300 head of Angus, Charley, and Beefmaster Bulls built to work and make money. Live music, food trucks, and Flint Hills Hospitality. Next Gen, proven where it counts. All right, Liam, you got the Mammoth play of the game ready to go for us? You got it? All right, time for the Mammoth play of the game, presented by Mammoth Sports Construction, building places where passion and community collide. Facilities where all ages come to play while families cheer from the stands, every size, every budget. And no coincidence that the play of the game involves Kalen Haney. Kalen with a key three-point play in this contest. Always so good and able to get into the lane, just able to hang and score, and got fouled at the bucket to our right. And of course, she hit the free throw to complete the traditional three-point play. That is our mammoth Sports Construction play of the game. Let's go ahead and we'll give you the skill toss block of the game. Go ahead and play that ad for us, Liam, on this channel. Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring in Topeka. They offer a comprehensive package of hardwood flooring for both residential and commercial customers with exceptional value for the money. That's Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring in Topeka. And our Skill Saws lock of the game, Paige Hyman, had a big time rejection here tonight in this contest against OC City. She is a recipient of the Skill Saws lock of the game. It is now time for the player of the game, or shall I say players of the game, sponsored by I Got Cards in Silver Lake. I Got Cards in Silver Lake, open 9 to 6 on Saturdays, 12 to 6 on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection at trade night on the first Saturday each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all you can eat pizza and a drink for just $10. Hey, the easy thing would be to go with Kalen Haney, 21 points and 9 rebounds, 7 assists. You could easily go with Kara Snyder, 19 points. Savannah Windy, 10 points and 2 threes. And so if you really had to pick somebody, I would suppose you would go with Kalen Haney with the 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And that's who we will go with technically for this award. But I want it to be noted that every player on this team is the player of the game today. And Kalen Haney would be the first one to tell you that this is a team sport. And we saw the greatness of Dane Johnson for 4 years with the Silver Lake Boys, the all-time leading scorer in Silver Lake Boys history and all-time leading rebounder. And we've seen Kalen Haney in her 4 years. Today, 21 points, 26th time this year that she scored in double figures. She just missed a double-double. She had 9 double-doubles this year. But Kalen Haney finishes her career unofficially with 1,403 points, third all-time, behind only Mackenzie McDaniel, who's second, and Rhonda Maskey first. She is the all-time assist leader in Silver Lake girls basketball history with 592 assists. She ended her career with 9 rebounds today, 566 rebounds unofficially, top 7 if not top 5 in Silver Lake history, and she had 335 steals in her career, which very well could be number 1 in Silver Lake girls basketball history. I want you to take a moment and let that sink in. A young lady that was a 4-year starter, who's going to be All-State 3 years, who in her career scored over 1,400 points, had just under 600 assists, over 550 rebounds, and over 330 steals. That, my friends, is insanity, because you just don't see that from any basketball player at the high school level very often, whether it's a girl or a boy. And Kalen Haney is a very special player, and she will certainly be missed in the future, as will Dane Johnson. But there will be other opportunities for many other young ladies and young guys at Silver Lake to grab the baton and run with it. But there is no doubt that the engine that made the Lady Eagles go was Kalen Haney. But there is no doubt Kalen Haney couldn't have done it by herself. She made her teammates better with passes left and right. Her teammates made her better as well. And this team, very cohesive. Kyle Porter told me before the season that this was, in his opinion, early on, the starting five seemed so cohesive. Sarah Johnson, the volleyball coach at Silver Lake, said it before the volleyball season. She told me, this is one of the tightest-knit groups I've had. And she just felt so, she felt there was something special about her group in the offseason. And they went on to go 46-1. I think Coach Porter felt the same thing during the offseason after this, the stinging defeat in the championship last year to Halstead, 48-45. But they worked extremely hard during the offseason. They were determined to get back to state and finish it. And they did exactly that here today, winning the school's 8th state championship, knocking off Osage City 60-44. And so for Kyle Porter, the head coach, it's his 3rd state championship in his young head coaching career. He's now 138-19 in 6 years at Silver Lake. The numbers are mind-boggling. And to say that Silver Lake is spoiled would be an understatement. They are. Kalen Haney, 21 points, 11-13 line, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. You see on the Silver Lake channel, there's the graphic that Liam put together. But there were others. Karis Dider with the 19 points today. Windy, the 10 points, the threes. Hyman, the rebounds, the block shots, the help defense. Whitehead, the great defense, and coming back from the injury. Kylie Haney stepping in starting lap, playing great when Whitehead was out. First play off the bench, and we mentioned, talked about Kylie Haney. He had others that chipped in. Taylen Thompson would be in there from time to time, make a key shot. Peyton May, good defense, hit a couple of threes this year. Claire Erb would give him some good minutes from time to time when she was sprinkled in there. Silver Lake's going to have talent coming back next year. And yes, they're going to miss Paige Hyman, and they're certainly going to miss Kayla Haney as well. But there is a thing at Silver Lake. It's called tradition. And there's no doubt that Silver Lake is extremely spoiled rotten. And many people know this. And I was walking in today, ladies and gentlemen, into the sports arena, and the Silver Lake girls basketball team, they were all huddled up. They saw me and my son come in. They were all smiles. You couldn't see that they were pressure. There was pressure getting to them. They can be stressed. And I asked them, I said, hey, are you soaking it in? And they all said, yeah. And I hope they did. Because this doesn't happen very often. It seems to happen more often at Silver Lake. Why? You can make your own guess and figure it out on your own if you like. But whether you make it to state a lot or you make it to state one time and one time only, you need to soak up the positive moment. You need to soak up and take it all in, because nothing is guaranteed you tomorrow. You're not guaranteed to wake up tomorrow. We're not guaranteed to go to state again next year. You're not guaranteed to make it through a season healthy. You're not guaranteed that you're going to have great teammates to play with. You're not guaranteed you're going to have a great coaching staff every single year. You're not guaranteed to have a great administration and school support, community support. That doesn't happen everywhere. So you soak it in, you absorb it, and you bask in it, and you enjoy it, you live it up, and then you hand it off to whoever's next. And that's what they do at Silver Lake. I want to thank some people before we sign off here today. On the radio side, I want to thank all our board ops, Megan, Ray, Kurt. There are others that I don't have all the names. I want to thank them. Seth Paulson, program director. I want to thank Boz and Jake with the High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Community National Bank, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tadman, Brendan Troffitt, Kathy back in the office, our engineer Mike Slocum, Joseph running Board of Care, Tom Kalt, and there are other people I probably left out. Thank you to all the sponsors throughout the year on the radio, making these broadcasts possible for you to listen to, whether it be state, regular season games, sub-state, whatever the case may be. And for the Silver Lake Channel, I want to give out some thank yous as well. If you are listening on 96.9 The Pulse, you can watch the Silver Lake Channel. We have five channels, Silver Lake Channel, Hiawatha Channel, Holt Channel, Sabetha Channel, and the Jackson Heights Gopher Channel. But individually, I want to thank Joel Heyer, who ran our camera a lot during volleyball, helped us out during basketball early on. Parker Spielman, running our camera for many home basketball games this year. Anna Gerber stepped in, helped us at Burlington. Sawyer Fisher helped us at the Rock Creek Tournament. A big thanks to my son, Liam. He's a sixth grade student at Silver Lake, and he has done a wonderful job with a ton of cool graphics I hope you enjoy. He spends a lot of time on that, and he loves doing it. I can tell. He might not show it, but he does. And it's cool. It makes it kind of a family thing for me and my son here at State. We got to experience volleyball, and now we got to experience girls basketball and boys basketball. I want to give a really special shout-out to Haven Prince. He's been in the band. He's been sprinting back and forth for the band to up here at Hutch. He did that at Substate at Sabetha. David Krentz has run our camera a lot, most of the road games. He did the camera here at State. Haven, we appreciate you. You did a heck of a job. Big thank you to David Schuller, athletic director at Silver Lake. He has been more than supportive. Anything I need, he just takes care of it. Big thank you to Principal Ryan Luke. I get to coach with Ryan with our kids, his youngest, or not his youngest, but one of his sons, same age as my son. I've gotten to know Ryan pretty well. Great, great man, great person, and great principal. Huge thank you to Brad Womack, who's going to be retiring here at the end of the school year, but he was right there at the very beginning when I talked to Silver Lake about the idea of starting Silver Lake Channel, and he was all behind it, said, let's see what we can do. Let's make sure that everybody's on board, and the school board was on board, and we made it a reality. A huge, huge thank you to Shannon Krueger, the head coach of Silver Lake boys basketball team and his assistant, and Kyle Porter, the head coach of the Silver Lake Lady Eagles, all of his assistants. They have made it easy for me, a newbie to the area, just our second year in the school system at Silver Lake as a family, first year of the Silver Lake Channel. They have made it very, very easy and couldn't do it without them. They're a joy to work with. And then finally, I want to thank all of you listening on the radio, all of you watching on the Silver Lake Channel. Without you, there's no need to do this, right? So we do it for you, and we hope you enjoy it, and the sponsors make it possible, and that's where I end with our sponsors. They are tremendous. We mentioned them earlier, but one more time, they deserve it. Throughout the year on the Silver Lake Channel, we hope to do some baseball and softball on the Silver Lake Channel. I don't know how much, but we'll try to do a little bit for sure. But a gigantic thank you to Sports Investment Partners in Silver Lake, Sacramento State Bank, Mammoth Sports Construction, I Got Cards Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, Skillsoft Harbor Plant Speaker, Barry Construction, Russ by Brian, the Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, the Silver Lake Booster Club, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and CARSTAR in Topeka. If you would like to be a part of that really awesome group, you can email me, wadeg@mscnews.com, mscnews.net, or you can get a hold of me one way or the other, and let's get you added as a sponsor of the Silver Lake Channel next year, because this year was extraordinary. And will we have the same repeat with a whole bunch of state championships and appearances and all that? Who knows? We're not even done. We still got spring sports. But it's been a special school year without a doubt, and it's not even over yet. A big congratulations to our area basketball team. Axel, runner-up in 1A Division II boys, lost to Hanover Championship Day 66-60. St. Mary's boys finished third in 2A. Axel boys finished fourth in 4A. Centralia girls third in 1A Division I. Roscoe girls and boys made it to state. But unfortunately lost in the first round. But we had a lot of teams make it to state, and we always are spoiled rotten as radio broadcasters and with the radio group to have a lot of teams to cover at state. And then congratulations finally to the Silver Lake Lady Eagles. Persistence pays off. Their second state championship in 3 years. Their third straight state title game appearance. Their eighth state championship school history. As they saw the prize in front of them, and they seized the day. And they win over Osage City. They lead it from the very first second to the very last second, from wire to wire, from start to finish. They never trailed. And Lady Eagles finish with a school record 28 wins and just one defeat. As they are your 2026 3A state girls basketball champions. Your final score for the final time from Hutchison. The Silver Lake 80, Lady Eagles 60. The Osage City Lady Indians 44. Thank you so much for watching the channel, listening on 96.9 The Pulse. Good day from Hutchison.